We've been so involved watching the flooding in the South, it's easy to forget, unless you live there, that the region is still reeling from last month's tornadoes. There are signs of recovery. This weekend, the 7th annual Mudbugs and Music Festival kicks off in storm-ravaged Birmingham, Alabama. Headlining is Lucero, a hard-driving barroom rock band out of Memphis, Tennessee. Fans might recognize their lead singer, Ben Nichols, from the MTV show $5 Cover. Ben Nichols and Lucero performing San Francisco on $5 Cover soundtrack. It was one of their career highlights, another the 2009 CD 1372 Overton Park, Lucero's first release on a major record label, Universal Republic. Falling in love to the sounds of the city. All these streets lead me always back to you. No need to be shy, you're looking too pretty. Please tell me what should I do. It was also Lucero's last release on a major record label. After Lucero and Universal parted ways, the hardworking band rolled with the punches and rocked on, but that's meant performing 150 to 200 live shows every year at clubs and festivals across the country for more than a decade. Here now is Emiko Tamagawa, caught up with lead singer Ben Nichols at the Austin City Limits Music Festival.
I've heard your sound as being described as cowpunk, southern alternative. You've also been described as a great bar band. So when you take a bar band and you put them in the middle of a festival, do you have to do anything or do you just do what you do?
Yeah, we're not. Festivals are a little strange for us because, you know, it's usually daylight or usually hungover. And so, yeah, it's not quite as intimate sometimes, of course, as a bar is. And bar band isn't derogatory as far as we're, you know, concerned. We like being a bar band. And, yeah, we're a hard-working band. But we like bars.
And I was looking at your website, and you're touring a lot. Is that the way to make any money right now?
That's the only way we've ever known to do it. From day one, the mission was to get a van. And once you get a van, you start calling bars and booking shows, and you just hit the road and go. And that was always a very romantic idea. It was something I always wanted to do. Time after time, I've given you all that I can. Now I'm weak, and I want you. Please say goodbye again.
You're out of Memphis, and in fact, you are in like an MTV show about Memphis or something. Is there something about Memphis?
Sure. Memphis has a very important history musically. And you had Sun Records and Stax, and all the great classic rock and roll artists pretty much got their start there. And that way, you've got a lot to live up to. Of course, that was 60 years ago when all that was happening. But I don't know. I think the city definitely has a certain character to it. That's been an influence on Lucero.
In fact, you know, like named your last CD after where you were playing, right?
We did. Yeah, 1372 Overton Park was kind of a loft space where everybody in the band lived there. Super cheap rent. We had a place to rehearse, a place to keep all of our stuff. And we could afford to, you know, all get in the van and go on the road.
I was looking in the, I believe it's the Austin American Statesman. They said that A, you didn't feel like you had a lot of support from your label, and B, you were no longer with your label.
Those are both true. We've been on a number of different labels, and a lot of our back catalog now, we kind of have our own distribution deal, and we put it out ourselves. And actually, I think we end up making more money off of those records than we do the ones that we paid $10 for from Universal. So yeah, we're going to figure out a way to just kind of do it ourselves, I think. So what if all my heroes are the losing kind? Well, we ended up with nothing, but we put up a fight. Now, maybe if we would have played the game a little bit better, maybe we'd be a little further down the road. We've definitely paid a price for our stubbornness, but we're happy where we're at. We're doing okay. We're still in the game. We're still playing hard. Living the dream.